Striving for mediocrity in a world of excellence. This is The Chaser Report.
Hello and welcome to The Chaser Report. It is Friday the 5th of August 2022. We have Charles Firth, I'm Dom Knight, and Andrew Hansen with us once again. Hello, Andrew.
Hello there, Dommy. How nice to be here for another Chaser Report.
It's lovely to have you back on the pod.
Yeah, thank you, thank you. Look, I'm hugely excited about the story that I've brought you today. It's an enormous piece of news because, you know, the world is changing and this is pretty explosive stuff. Can we get into it straight away or do you need to do business
of course
and
not.
Annoy your subscribers?
Let's do an ad.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot. We charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
The Chaser Report. More news. Less often.
There you go. You can get out of those. Some of them anyway, apparently. Chaser.com.au/podcast.
No.
We're still working on it.
As I understand it, you can get out of none of them by subscribing to our ad-free version.
It's been a bit of a problem. We're going to have other options too coming up in the next little while too. Just watch this space. Watch this space for a slightly less disgraceful attempt at fleecing people.
I really like how... idea of an ad-only version of the podcast.
You know, that did have a lot of vision. Yeah. Still, Andrew, you've brought some momentous news for us today. I can't wait to learn.
Oh, momentous news. Let me tell you, there is a pony in the news. I don't know if you're across this. Have you been following the news? I mean, you guys are newsy people.
Oh, I've been following so many scandals and, you know, the new government going on, all the drama in New South Wales, the resignations of multiple ministers. But I haven't heard about any ponies. What about you, Charles?
Sure, and I'm assuming this is more important than, say, the conflict between China and Taiwan that's dragging in the US and
Nancy
could result
Pelosi
in global
the imminent war.
Forget the Pelosi dramas. This is where it's at, and because I think a lot of the future of the planet may hinge on this news about a pony named Patrick.
Oh,
now he was born on St. Patrick's Day, which I think may explain. Yeah, perhaps why he's called Patrick.
Possibly.
Now, think about this pony. I'd like to fill you in. I mean, you're obviously ignorant of the big story.
Never I can't believe I've heard of it.
Yes. I normally keep across all of the pony news.
Well, I'll give you a little quiz. Why don't I quizify Patrick the pony for you? And we'll delve into his story because this story really it makes my year. He's been spending a lot of time at a pub. This pony. Is he in a little village?
Well, he is Irish.
Well, so I don't know if he's Irish because the pub he's at is actually in Dover.
Yeah.
In England.
Right.
And it's a little village called Cockington.
Cockington.
Now, have you been to Cockington?
I'm familiar with Cockington Green in Canberra, the fun-sized little village, but I haven't been to an actual Cockington. I mean, I probably would have been renaming my village if I lived in Cockington.
it's still proudly called Cockington,
right.
Tommy.
Okay.
I don't know how similar it is to Cockington Green. I don't know whether the locals are small plastic figurines.
Is Patrick a tiny pony, yeah, 1 foot
tiny
tall, or
plastic pony who's not quite in scale with the other small figures?
Yes,
like in the real Cockington Green, and maybe mixed up with some, you know, mysterious Disney figures that have somehow been placed there. Anyway, it's not Cockington Green. There's a real place. There's a real place called Cockington.
Right.
It's got this pub there, and if you go to this pub, you are likely to run into this pony named Patrick who sits there in the pub having a drink. And now, what, according to the news, I'm going to ask you this, Dommy, what, according to the news, is Patrick the pony's favourite tipple?
I assume it's cough syrup, because it's perfect for ponies when they're a little hoarse. Sorry. I couldn't resist.
And you can unsubscribe from this podcast.
Yes, you should.
Now, Charles, would you care to nominate a favourite drink that you think Patrick the Pony might have at the pub?
He was born on St. Patrick's Day. I assume, like, even if he's not Irish, his name's Patrick. Surely he's got to drink, you know, the national drink of Ireland. Guinness.
Yeah. It'll be Guinness. I would have thought Guinness. In the size of a pony.
Yeah.
A pony of Guinness.
A pony of Guinness, please. You are correct, yes.
Yay!
Yes, he is known to favour a Guinness. at the pub in Cockney. He sits there with a little
That makes sense because, you know, horses usually eat things like grass, right, which tastes disgusting. And Guinness also tastes disgusting.
It's like a kind of Vegemite beer, isn't it?
Yeah.
It's a soily beverage. And, he's got this little table and they've made him a little bowl and they serve him a small glass of Guinness.
I feel very sorry for this pony, Andrew, because I feel as though they haven't given him a choice. I suspect he's born on St. Patrick's Day and they've gone, we're going to call him Patrick and make him a theme.
Yes.
They probably have never given him water. Probably the poor thing's desperate for just the taste of ordinary water, but he still has to get fucking Guinness all the time.
The poor pony, I know. Or he probably wants some highbrow beverage.
Yeah, like Negroni.
He'd want a craft beer.
Yeah. Or just a horse head lager.
Ooh. And you can unsubscribe. Yeah. Well, look, Patrick the Pony, he's not only in the news for his drinking. He's mainly making headlines because he's been chosen for a very important new job.
Oh.
Charles, what do you think the job is?
God, okay. So he's Irish. Well, he's Irish themed.
Not Irish at all. unfortunately themed Irish.
Does it involve stealing things?
Oh,
it'll be
racist man.
Shoplifting.
Racist man.
Burglar.
He might be the new South Wales Trade Commissioner in New York. It's very easy to get that job if you know the right people, apparently.
I don't know if Patrick the Pony is well connected enough, Tommy.
Or maybe a pool pony for the Commonwealth Games water polo team or something. Right?
Hey, it's the UK. It's too cold. It's easy.
Yeah, okay.
It's actually an elected position.
What?
Last time I was on this podcast not long ago discussing psychic animals who could predict the results of elections. Well, this pony actually became an elected official himself. He's been elected the mayor.
Oh, mayor, M-A-R-E.
Charles, it's not even that good. Oh. No.
Because it's a lady.
The pun on mayor hasn't even occurred to these locals. Wow. He's simply been elected the mayor.
M-M-A-Y-O-R.
I mean, to be fair, Boris Johnson was the mayor of London. Yeah. And I think Patrick sounds much more qualified than Boris was for that job.
He's got a similar hairstyle, though. If you look him up.
That's extraordinary. So, how would he perform the
duties? I mean, does he have to wear the chain?
And also,
does he preside over council meetings?
And also, how? Yes. Like how? Did he have to sign any documents to nominate?
Yes, he had to. He was properly elected in a campaign. What happened was the old mayor was a human.
Right.
And, I guess the locals perhaps felt it, the winds of change were blowing through. Perhaps it was time for a new species.
Diversity.
Yeah.
He campaigned. I mean, let it be said that Patrick the Pony did run a campaign. Or at least, I mean, he can't speak. So his owner, I guess, was his campaign spokesperson.
Yeah.
And the owner said, and I quote, "We believe Patrick would be a brilliant pony mayor for Cockington. For being non-judgmental."
Well, yes.
Hang on a sec. So is this like a special position as pony mayor, or is this pony actually the mayor in charge of the council meetings? Like whenever the new swimming pool opens in Cockington, Patrick's there cutting the ribbon by biting through
it. He is.
Does he go and visit schools and hand out prizes on speech day? Really?
Look, various other officials attended his inauguration.
So before we go on, can I just ask, was the election a sort of referendum?
Oh, was it contested at all?
Were people asked to vote aye or nay? Because I can see how this might have happened.
There were no nays.
Was it that vote nay? Like, was that their slogan?
Oh. Who votes
don't say nay.
I guess Patrick would have voted nay quite a lot, wouldn't he? Yeah. To everything. Every motion he's ever passed.
Yeah,
Patrick's only ever a nay.
The council meetings will be a disaster. You know, all those.
Why all is those the mayor so negative?
Nay.
Why doesn't he ever support anything?
Bloody nay.
Oh, God.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
The Chaser Report. News you know you can't trust.
Sorry, go on. So was the swearing in ceremony, I think.
Oh, yes, yes. Yeah. You know, some important politician came and attended the swearing in ceremony.
What was that, a bulldog or a monkey? Like, what sort of politician are we talking about?
It was a jackass. So they got it was Boris Johnson.
Yeah. So, well, anyway, however it washed up, according to the media anyway, he is now the mayor of Cockington. Now, don't just think he you know, just swept in with no prior experience either. I ask you, Dommy, what professional positions do you think Patrick has held in the past that were on his CV to justify his election as the mayor?
I imagine solicitor. I imagine Patrick's a qualified lawyer in Cockington and has been helping with divorce settlements and all kinds of complicated financial transactions, paid in sugar.
Not you're not correct, but Charles, he has had jobs before. Charles,
I imagine. Like, I was going to say, like, racehorse. Like, it makes sense that he would be. Yeah. But he's a tiny horse, isn't he? So I'm going to say
he's
jockey.
Tiny little pony. Is it a little
jockey? Did he ride other horses?
That would be great. That'd be great.
No, is he a beer taster? Do they test beer on him?
Yes.
Is he a brewer?
He's a brewer, yeah. Well, he should be. I mean, he's clearly got a refined palate after all those Guinnesses. No, look, you're incorrect. What he did work as was he worked in mental health wards.
Oh.
And specialised schools as a therapy pony.
Right.
So he has been a kind of like an animal therapy sort of pony.
Sort of Patch Adams.
That's very sweet.
Exactly,
you'd bring him into a school and you'd see him sculling the Guinness and just say, stay away from alcohol, kids. It's not healthy. You'd end up like this drunk pony.
Yeah. He's also apparently raised a lot of money for what the news calls equine charities.
Oh, lovely.
He's raised thousands of pounds.
So is that to raise money for Princess Anne?
Okay. Cruel.
Right. So, and this is what it all leads to. And I'm assuming this, all of the things that you've said, the election campaign, all the work, this presumably they're trying to make this horse a fucking Instagram influencer. Is that what it is? Everyone in the whole world wants to be an Instagram influencer.
I think so, Dommy. I think that may be part of what's going on. He's certainly a celebrity pony.
No, but I disagree. I don't think it would be Instagram. And I don't even think it would be TikTok. I think it would be Clip Clop.
Oh, God.
Oh. Well, he's more than an influencer. He's he's an elected official.
That's true. He's a leader.
He's a politician.
He's a leader. He's a popular leader.
He's a leader. He's a leader. You know, he's somebody to look up to.
Does he have ambitions for sort of national politics?
Well, I wonder. You know, that is a horse race that I'd like to see him in.
Mm.
I can see he'd probably do a better job.
I mean,
Liz Truss.
From what you've told me so far, I'd go further than the Prime Minister. I think next monarch of the United Kingdom, he'd do less harm than Prince Charles, I would think.
Hey,
he probably doesn't believe in homeopathy, for instance.
yes, a little King Patrick, the pony. King Patrick the pony, he should be, the first.
Yes, only he probably isn't inbred.
I could
probably be a rush of new genes into the royal family at last.
No, I think that could be. I don't know if he's an Anglican or not. anyway, look, I hate to tell you, but there's a very sad twist in Patrick's story, I'm afraid.
No, Andrew.
Yeah.
Can I guess?
What do you think it is, Dommy?
Oh, well, given that this is a story about a horse, I assume that he was doing something stupid for the amusement of humans, like racing, and broke his leg and had to be put down behind the green curtains. Isn't that the fate of every horse who messes with humans, that they just get executed?
Look, that'll be now. It hasn't happened to Patrick yet.
Right, okay.
But probably give it
a few months, right?
Charles?
Well, I assume that he's faced death threats because, you know, politicians, you know, cause controversy.
Well, maybe it's electoral fraud. There might be the case that the vote was rigged. Maybe Patrick ate some of the votes for the other candidate.
Yeah.
Has there been an investigation?
But I reckon what has happened is somebody has left a horse head in his bed.
Actually, what about a sex scandal? Maybe Patrick was having it off with a married lady pony.
Yeah. Ooh, yeah. That's a good guess. I wonder if that's going on. you know, or he's had some sort of Barnaby Joyce style thing.
Oh, knocked up a staff. Staffers. Oh, Patrick.
He might have knocked up a stable boy.
stable staffer.
You know. No, look, these are wonderful guesses and very heartbreaking. I'm glad none of these things have actually happened for me. It actually relates to the pub. Terrible news, especially for the mayor, that he was recently banned from the pub.
Oh, yeah. Why?
Yeah. I know, it's madness. Man, like, what? When is a pony not allowed in a pub? I mean, what's the world coming to?
I can only imagine that the RSPCA found out that he's being served beer and that wouldn't let him in.
Was that a council regulation? Because it strikes me
yes.
hugely well, ironic.
Yeah, no, it's ironically the council realised yes. that the pen in the pub that he used to spend time in had not passed the correct planning permissions.
Yes.
And so it was demolished, yes. And he's got nowhere to stand and have his Guinness anymore.
I heard that the council people were just sick of Patrick turning up to meetings drunk.
Well, it's pretty irresponsible. Knowing the way that local politics works, this is probably the first step towards Patrick doing some sort of shady deal to get the pub knocked over and turn into apartments, and he gets a little fat yes. little fat bag full of full of apples, a brown paper bag right. of apples and a bit of Guinness.
You're right. Or turned into like a multi-story stable, you know, for hundreds and thousands
and casino.
Of ponies.
Yeah, put Cockington on the map.
I mean, this is the end of his story, really. I mean, he's the mayor who's been banned from his own pub, although his position still stands. Like, he's still the mayor of Cockington.
So I don't think Cockington electoral law is thorough enough. I feel that if it's not in the Constitution, they're probably worth mentioning that a human would be a good idea at some point in the process.
Oh, but Tommy, it's the UK. You know, a complete, you know, a pony who loves a piss up.
That's
probably
true.
An absolute shoo-in to be a politician. It's
probably superior to most humans on that sad little island.
Absolutely, absolutely.
So what comes next? I mean, I suppose it's a couple of years still in office, and then what? Off to become dog food? Is it? Is that the next?
Well,
stage?
No. But apparently, they just received a DA for a glue factory.
Cockington glue. There you go. With a slight whiff of Guinness as you spread out the glue on the page.
His final contribution to society.
Mm.
Well, raise a glass to Patrick, just not of Guinness because it smells, it tastes like shit.
Cheers to you, Patrick the Pony.
Our gear is from Rode and we are part of the Acast Creator Network.
And Guinness, if you want us not to tell stories like this, just sponsor us, you bastards.
Catch us on Monday.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house, with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.